recording here. Firstly, then, if I can just say your name and title for recording levels, then, please, Ali.
Yes, my name is Ali Stunt, and I'm the founder and chief executive of Pancreatic Cancer Action.
Wonderful. That's great. OK, that's all recording at this end, then. So we're wanting to raise awareness of pancreatic cancer, something that people don't tend to talk about as much as, I don't know, breast cancer or even testicular cancer as well.
Absolutely. It's not very well known. Half of patients, when they're diagnosed, haven't ever heard of it. So we do have a mountain to climb in terms of awareness. And what is astonishing is in a Pancreatic Cancer Action survey, we found that 7 out of 10 people in the UK do not know where their pancreas is in their body. So awareness is very low of the disease itself, and equally it's very low in terms of symptom awareness, and we know that just 6% of the UK population know about the symptoms of pancreatic cancer.
So I'm guessing if they don't know about the symptoms of it, the cancer could take hold and be with them for quite a long time before it's diagnosed.
Yes, and I think people don't know when to take themselves to the doctors. So there could be suffering symptoms. They may well be self-medicating. They may well be going to their doctor, but their doctor may well dismiss their symptoms as being nothing to worry about. And we know that happens in the majority of cases from our patient survey that we did this year. So it's vital that we raise the profile of the symptoms and to make people aware when they need to go to the doctor with what, and also for GPs to be a lot more aware of some of the key indicators that might suggest pancreatic cancer.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit more about those then. What are some of the early warning signs that people need to maybe be aware of?
Yeah, well, one of the things that people tend to say that they have is abdominal or tummy pain, and that pain can be persistent and it can radiate round to your back in some instances. Other people might describe back pain, and this isn't back pain that's in the lumbar region. This is up where a lady's bra strap might sit. It can be slightly to the right, and that can also radiate round to the front. And some people find that they can get relief from that pain by sort of rocking backwards and forwards. We have indigestion. Now, everybody gets indigestion after a heavy meal, but this is indigestion that is not responding to prescribed medication. So medication your doctor has put you on. If you've been on a 4 to 6 week course of that and your symptoms are not going away, you need to go back. It's very important that you get that investigated. Other symptoms include jaundice. Now, if you find that your skin's got a tinge of yellow, you've got yellowing of the whites of the eyes, sometimes people get very, very itchy. And also your wee can go the colour of builder's tea, if you think of very, very strong tea, very dark. And that is because a tumour might be blocking the bile duct, so the bile is going into your bloodstream. One of the other symptoms is changing bowel habit, and some people find that they have very smelly, floaty, sort of oily stools that don't flush away very easily. And the other thing is weight loss. People who are losing weight without trying, that is a big red flag. The other thing that people might want to watch out for is new onset diabetes. So that is in a patient that hasn't got massive weight gain, or perhaps is losing weight without trying, and they've got a new diagnosis of type 2 diabetes, and there's no family history. We know that that can occur sometimes 1 to 2 years before a diagnosis of pancreatic cancer, which could potentially give us a window for earlier diagnosis. So if you fit that profile, then please go to your doctor and get checked. And it's certainly the messages that we are promoting to GPs through our campaigns.
I don't want to paint a picture of doom and gloom, but in terms of survival numbers at the moment, do we know percentages?
Yeah, unfortunately we do, and the percentages have not changed much in the last 40 years. And we're looking at, in the UK, 4.5% of people will survive 5 years. I'm a 10-year survivor myself, and only 1% of us survive 10 years. They're very, very grim statistics, but what we do know is that people are diagnosed in time for surgery to be an option. That's the only potential we have for a cure currently. Then the chances of surviving 5 years increases tenfold. So it's really, really vital that we get people diagnosed sooner than they are currently.
Fantastic. And if people want to find out more about Pancreatic Cancer Action, where should they go, Kelly?
You go to our website, please. It's pancreaticcanceraction.org. You can find lots of information about the disease, about symptoms, patient information that we provide, etc. If you want to contact us, there's a form on the website, or give us a call, 0303 040 1770.
Wonderful. That's great. Ali, thank you very much for your time. I really do appreciate that.
My pleasure.
I would just say that at this end. And it's World Day today, is that right?
It is World Pancreatic Cancer Day today. Absolutely.
Okay.
It's the fourth one.
Wonderful. Just make sure we run it on the right day. That's the only thing. Okay. Brilliant. Ali, thank you very much for your time. Really do appreciate that.
Okay, my pleasure. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.